USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans will soon be able to read the Mueller report within a week. Attorney General Bill Barr was testifying on Capitol Hill, and he says he hopes to have it ready within a week and is working with his Department of Justice team to make sure the public can read as much of the report as possible. And regarding the redacted parts?
This whole mechanism for the special counsel, as I said, was established during the Clinton administration in the wake of Ken Starr's report. And that's why the current rule says that the report should be kept confidential.
Border Patrol agents took more than 103,000 migrants into custody last month. That's the highest total since March of 2007. Most of those caught entering the country illegally were between ports of entry. Both sides are claiming victory in Israel's election. Exit polls show it to be a very close race. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is seeking his fifth term. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Pentagon has revised the death toll from a Monday Taliban attack in Afghanistan. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest from Washington.
The military now says three U.S. soldiers were killed, but not the contractor, an Afghan citizen, who was initially reported to be among the fatalities when a bomb struck the convoy near the Bagram airfield. Three other U.S. service members also wounded in the attack, for which the Taliban has claimed responsibility. The fatalities bring to seven the number of U.S. soldiers killed so far this year in Afghanistan. Last year, there were 13 American service members killed there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband were indicted on fraud and money laundering charges on Tuesday in the college admissions cheating scam. The ratings for the NCAA championship game between Virginia and Texas Tech were up 22% from last year. That game saw Virginia win their first NCAA basketball title ever. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Last month, Democrats in the House advanced a bill that would double the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour by the year 2024. But a new study finds hikes like that may make some neighborhoods less safe. Brandon Tatum is a former police officer in Tucson, Arizona. He says there's definitely a correlation between crime and the minimum wage.
When you have young folks competing for jobs, low-skilled workers are getting pushed out of the workforce, young people are getting pushed out of the workforce, they have nowhere to go. And when you feel a sense of disenfranchisement and you feel like that you're worthless to your community, you're not contributing, then we see young people resort to crimes. Starts out small crimes, maybe selling marijuana, retail theft, and you can see those crimes increase and young people getting involved in more violent crimes, home invasions, and other crimes that are more felonious.
Right.
So it's a direct correlation. Young people need jobs, and it really keeps them out of getting in trouble.
Tatum explains this goes against all conventional wisdom.
Yeah, in a utopia, that sounds wonderful. But when you raise the minimum wage at some of these corporations, they were going to just fire you. They're going to make their bottom line. They're going to reach their financial goals of their corporation. They're going to fire you. They're going to replace you with technology. So it's unfortunate that they believe that if you raise the minimum wage, it's going to somehow have a positive effect. We have seen this historically have a negative effect on low-skilled workers. Thomas Sowell laid it out very succinctly.
Tatum was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.